This was the same gospel text we had last week in one of the daily mass. So instead of repeating myself, I will not repeat myself. This word love, it's gotten to the point where our culture no longer understands what it is. Love has become so self-referential, everyone trying to define it of their own, claiming to know what love is. In some way, if it's everything, then it's nothing. As Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, we cannot define love on our own. If God is love and we define what love is, then we become idolaters. Because basically I'm defining who it is that I worship. See how that's a slippery slope, my brothers and sisters? All I'm doing is defining love, Father. What's the big deal? Well, the problem is that God has revealed himself as love. There's no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. It's a huge problem to redefine love in our image and likeness. It is essential, my brothers and sisters, that love is sacrificial. That love is a dying to self. My thoughts and reflections on love and my own priesthood, the temptation for any priest is in the call to love and to serve the people that God has brought into his life, that he clings to them for his identity. This is a grave risk. And you may say, well, what's so wrong about the priest clinging to the people that God has asked him to love? What's so wrong about that? If I love you for me, then I am not loving you for you. In fact, all I'm doing is loving myself. To know who I am as a beloved son of God, one who is known, one who is loved, one who is redeemed, to operate in the truth of that, to receive the love that the Father desires to give to me, to reciprocate that love and the offering of myself back to him, and then to imitate that love and generosity to others. Jesus says, love as I have loved you. Jesus loves us for our sake, not for his own. He doesn't have an identity crisis where he has to love us in order to make sure that he's confident in who he is. For me as a priest, to love the people that God has asked me to serve for their sake, not for mine. Only in this will I truly love them for their sake and be free to love them as I should, in a way that invites me to die to self, make a gift of myself. If you too desire to make a gift of yourself in love for the other, then do not cling to them for your identity. For you have found an identity as a beloved daughter, as a beloved son, in what the Father has done, in the gift of his Son for you, for me. To know who we are, to know who we are, as first and foremost a beloved son and daughter. No matter how old you get, you will always be his son and daughter. You can be a grandma someday, you're still his daughter, still his little girl. I don't care how big you get, you're still his little girl. No matter how much facial hair pops out of your chin, you are still this little boy. Think how much older he is than you. You're always this little boy. It is first and foremost your identity before God, and it never changes, it never goes away. It's only added to. But to hold dearly to that identity in his love, so that you can love others for their sake, so that you would truly be free to love. Not because of what I get out of it, not because of an identity, not because I need you to love me in return so that I know who I am. No, the freedom to love for the sake of the other. When two people get married, it's a beautiful thing. They get all new titles and names, and you know, like, I'm someone's husband, I'm someone's wife, I'm a spouse, I'm these things, but that's all gift. It's not grasped. Being a priest is gift. It's not something grasped. It can't. As soon as you grasp it, it is distorted and, for lack of better words, becomes ugly. We destroy the gift when we grasp it. A gift is gift when it is given. And what is the risk? Well, the risk is to give myself away and to deplete myself and to have nothing in return. Amen. That's the risk. But you do not make the gift of yourself blindly, especially in your relationship with your Heavenly Father. He has done more than enough to assure us that he will not be outdone by your generosity nor mine. So, on this feast day of an apostolic martyr who left everything to go proclaim the gospel into distant lands, we double down on our identity as beloved sons and daughters, so that too, that we too might go and love those that God draws into our life. Not for us, but for them. Love one another. Amen.